In wintertime, the mountains of San Diego County, California, can be treacherous as well, especially for illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. Migrants have died in the mountains, caught ill-prepared in fast-moving storms. There's been a summertime project to provide water in the desert areas of the border. Now there's help in cold weather. Enrique Morones is the founder of a group that's been placing aid stations in the mountains.
With the winter stations that we have in the mountains here in San Diego County, we currently have 5, and we plan to have about 25 this year, this winter.
And what is in them?
In each winter station, we have, first of all, it's a protective weatherproof box, about 40 gallons. And we have winter clothing, we have blankets, we have some food, some emergency supply. And the way that you can tell what's in them is on the outside, we wrote a little sign that says auxilio, which means help, ropas, cobijas, comida, which means clothes, blankets, food. And we also have a couple of red crucifixes on there so that they don't think it's something that may be a trap, like with the Border Patrol, because we've heard from the migrants before that they didn't know what these were when we had the water stations in the desert.
And in summertime, the water stations are out.
That's right. And we have, like the water stations, a pole with a blue flag on them to identify them. But we've added a blinking light to the top of the pole so people can see them at night. And it's a little more difficult to see them in the winter than it is in the summer because of the mountains and the trees and the weather and so forth. But they're very, very important, as you know.
Have you been back to resupply any of these stations? Have any of them been used this winter?
Yes, we have. We've gone back a couple of weeks now to check the initial stations that we set up. There was actually a dollar in one of the boxes kind of thanking us and letting us know that they appreciate the support.
There could be people coming back now who have been in Mexico across the border for the holidays.
That's right. Right now, a lot of the people go down to Mexico for the holidays, and now they're returning. The majority of the people will cross in the spring. The majority of the deaths are in the summer. But people cross all 12 months. And what's very, very important is to let the process be carried out between President Fox and President Bush. So hopefully there will be better legislation and so forth so that this terrible tragedy ends, because losing one life is one life too many.
Has the U.S. government, the Border Patrol, taken an official position about your aid stations?
In general, they have been very cooperative with us. They realize that it's a humanitarian effort, and it's not an effort to encourage people to cross. It's not an effort to compete with what they're doing. And we have asked them not to be camping around our stations, because we don't want the migrants to think that these are traps, because they're not traps.
Mr. Morones, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Enrique Morones, founder and director of Winter Stations, speaking with us from San Diego.